and Byron.
Get cash back every time you shop. Cashrewards.com.au.
101.9. This is the Fox.
Pev, we've been doing some experiments here in the studio using your daughter, I'm going to say 23-month, nearly two-year-old.
God.
Toby, so you told us the other day that when you went for a walk, and because Toby and like most kids at the moment don't get out of the house very often, when you're walking down the street and she saw a red rooster, she started calling out chippies.
Chips, which
because,
is amazing. And we've never been there before.
But you've ordered into the house, obviously a number of times, Red Rooster Chips. So maybe she'd seen the logo on the chips you were giving her in the house. And then she's gone, drew the conclusion. So we thought as an experiment, when Toby's in the bedroom there with you, Byron would hold up to the video screen, the webcam, a Red Rooster logo and just see what happened. So let's have a listen.
Oh, I think we also had a crack at Macca's here.
Well, but, we did. McDonald's and Red Rooster.
Remarkable, the results.
What's that, Toby?
Dunno,
it's good girl. What's that?
Chippy.
The last one was when she saw Red Rooster, but she also says Donald's when she sees a
McDonald's
arch.
When she saw McDonald's. So you can just hold up takeaway logos and your daughter knows what they are.
Wow.
It's interesting, isn't it?
How much takeaway are you ordering?
I think she likes it, watch TV a lot, and she sees the ads. They've got great ads, cut through.
Although
McDonald's and Red Rooster, cut through.
If it was cut through, she'd be going, rooster, rooster. She's saying chippies.
Well, Boxy, we crossed that line a couple of months ago where this is what happened. Toby would eat everything, veggies, all her dinners, her pasta that we'd make for her. She'd eat really well. She'd eat all her strawberries and her carrots, like eating like a champion.
Yeah.
One day, we ordered some Red Rooster, and then we've ordered McDonald's another day, and now that's all she wants to eat. She won't eat anything else. Chippies, chippies, Donald's. We've crossed that line. Like, we can't go back.
Oh, boy.
That's awful.
So you hear this.
Ever feed your kids junk food because they don't go back.
There's the lesson. So you always hear this around the house?
Chippies.
Just constantly says that?
Yeah, chippies, chippies.
She's
throwing her food. Like when we cook like a veggies or something, she just throws it off her chair onto the floor. It's not even funny.
No, it's a problem. It got a few people on this team thinking, haven't we heard this before? Toby's...
Chippies.
Reminds us a little bit of a character from back in the day in the TV ads for Smith's Chips, the Gobbledocks.
Oh, yeah.
It has a real Gobbledocks feel. Here's Toby.
Chippy.
Here's the Gobbledocks.
Chippy.
101.9 The Fox.
What are you going to take with you out of lockdown and this period? So this year, I think a lot of people will have learned a lot about themselves, adopted new habits and new rituals and maybe things about themselves, even physically, that they've decided, you know what, it's not so bad. Now, one thing that blew my mind yesterday, one of my friends uploaded a post on Instagram and she said, it's still 7 weeks. Because we all go, oh, good, we're nearly a week away from being out of stage 4 lockdown. But she said, we're still 7 weeks away from being able to cut our hair and have our hair cut.
Oh, my God.
Now, that one's blown my mind because I now haven't been to Carly, my hairdresser, since... I'm going to say mid-May. And
you can't tell.
Ha, very funny. So what's happened to me, now I, as a young girl, I was blonde. If you see the photos of me as a kid, I was a blonde kid. But what often happens, and I actually keep this from Trixie because she loves a little blonde hair. No, interestingly, not grey.
Okay, Fev.
But when you get older, your hair doesn't necessarily stay blonde. So
no,
I am probably a brunette. I would say I'm a dark, dirty blonde because look at my eyebrows. I've got none.
Like dirty blonde, yeah.
My real hair colour is certainly – so I've been getting highlights since I was maybe 18, 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I now have what is considered – I think they call this balayage. It's to get what – I'll describe how it looks. In fact, you can probably, Fev.
Say you look like one of those chicks that are at a festival that haven't had a
grungy
shower. Yeah, the grungy sort of style.
Well, it's 10 centimetres of brown at the top.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it, which goes down to my shoulders, is blonde. Yeah. Now, that is, funnily enough, Feb, and hairdressers will know this. It's a process called balayage where people pay a lot of money to get the look of regrowth. And I'm actually okay with it. My hair feels healthy, to be really honest.
Yeah.
And because I haven't been blow drying it and styling it to go out or do anything. So it's actually in good nick.
Are you that wrapped with it that when you can go for a haircut in 7 weeks, you'll just say, nah, I'm cool?
Oh, no, I'll definitely go for my haircut.
You could really own it. You could come out of lockdown with a new commitment to your balayage look and just keep rocking it, Fee.
Well, do you know what? Well, oh, I might go darker. I might actually not go as blonde. I can feel at the moment I've been pink. At the moment, I'm good with how I look physically. And that's really a good thing because we always have so much upkeep and we've always, you know, waxing, shaving, dyeing eyebrows. I haven't had my eyebrows done. Haven't had, you haven't really got any eyebrows. I actually do. They're just really blonde. They're not coming up close.
Blonde, they're really faint.
Yeah, she's up
they're
by the webcam.
But they're very blonde.
Yep.
I reckon you're looking good.
I am what I call au natural.
Okay.
It's my new look.
So that's what your festival.
FIFA's taking au natural out of lockdown. When you ask this question, can it be, it doesn't just have to be appearance, because, for example, my girlfriend, right, we're playing a lot of poker, and we'd never played poker before lockdown. Yeah. We love just to play a game of poker together on the...
Stop gambling, man.
Well, okay, sorry, Fev, we'll take that on board.
Responsibly.
But, like, that's something we never did before lockdown, and I'm sure we'll keep playing off, you know, once it's all finished.
That's... Actually, 100%. Good. And another one is movie days or movie nights. So I've loved with Trixie, even yesterday, we curled up on the couch and we watched Ice Age 6. And I just, Collision Course. It's
so
amazing.
That means you've obviously watched all the other ones.
We certainly have. We've done a lot of, I've caught up on a lot of my movies over, kids' movies. But that's something that we'll take forward because in the busy pace of life, you don't get that sort of quality time with your kids.
Nice.
I'm wondering whether I'll take my haircut and moustache with me when we finish. Because I don't mind it in my own postcode, like down the shops and that, because people have been, they've seen it for a while and they're like, oh, they just know it's me. Oh, look at that weirdo who's got his hair shaved at the front and party sort of business at the back. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Like when I have to leave my bubble... Do I go like into the city or into work looking like this? Don't know.
Well, it depends on whether or not you want people to be terrified of you.
101.9, The Fox.
Now, at the moment, though, we're talking about the things that you're going to take from lockdown because, you know, we are, it's coming to an end gradually. And there might be things that you could now celebrate about this year to go, you know what, this is a change that I made personally or my family made or maybe I made physically about the way I look. And I'm going to stick with it. We've got Tina in Pasco Vale. Hi, Tina.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Tina, what are you embracing that you've taken, you're going to take with you when we leave lockdown?
I'm embracing my grey hairs. I'm going to rock it as I leave ISO.
Good on you, salt and pepper.
Tina.
Yes, the salt and pepper, the brown, the blonde. Bit of a minestrone.
Tina, do you know what's so nice about this? Because I sort of agree with you a bit. Like I can see a couple of greys coming through, but it's liberating, Tina, to know that we're all in the same boat. Like when you look around at your other friends on Insta or on social media, you're like, you look unkempt as well. So I'm not just letting myself go. We're all in this together.
Wonderful.
Nice. That's right. Who cares about the headband?
Yeah, exactly. I have noticed that. A lot of women wear headbands, hats.
And hats,
What does she win, Poxy?
Hey, Tina, for your grey hair, you're getting an air fryer.
Good on you, Tina.
It's very liberating. I love this. David in Wonthaggi. Hi, David.
How's it going, guys?
Great. David, what are you going to take with you when we leave lockdown?
To make better use of me time. I used to go to buy fresh groceries every day, but now I'm only doing it once a week. So,
I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm with you there too. I do the same thing.
That is so... David, I honestly thought that myself the other day. I go to the supermarket once a week. There were a couple of times I've been able to stretch it to every second week.
Right.
And that is so true, David. How many more things do you get done and you're so much more time efficient. Well done. Yes. Well, you know what you deserve? An air fryer.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Good on you, David. Oh, I mean, it's an argument for fresh veggies, as you might want to.
No, but Brian, think about it. I would go to the supermarket every day. What a ridiculous thing to do.
It is a lot of time, isn't it? Yeah.
The supermarkets might not like that, though. But Emily Berwick. Hi, Emily.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, really Em. Well, Em. What have you learned or take? What are you going to take with you when we leave ISO?
So for about 12 years, every 3 weeks I went and got my nails done. And I haven't been able to get them done since about March. And so I haven't had them on. And I've decided I'm never, ever going to get them done again.
Yes, Emily!
Shocking news for anyone in the nail industry, but great news for Emily.
Do you know what? That's actually interesting because, Emily, I used to years ago, when I was on Dancing with the Stars, it was the first time I got acrylics at the time. Oh, and I remember I kept that up with the SNS for years, and growing it out was a nightmare. Because you've got to commit, you've got to go about six weeks, and it's horrible. But we've all been forced into that. So I agree with you, Em. Enjoy the freedom. You got your nails back.
Yep, and they're finally strong on their own.
Beautiful. Yes. Strong on their own. Nice. Also, some great news.
You want an air fryer!
Good stuff, Emily.
I wonder if she'll put a bit of colour on it, though, like just colour them herself.
Fev has a nail fetish, Emily, so you might have to just wear some nail polish if ever you're around the Bayside area.
Hey, Alex hasn't had nail polish on for months and it's awful.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Anyway.
He also has
air fryer.
We embrace natural beauty, Brendan.
This is The Fox.
1019 The Fox.
The Bachelor is going to be back Wednesday night at 7:30 on 10, Fief.
Oh, and it's down to the final four because last night Lockie said goodbye to Caitlin and she joins us now. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, Caitlin, we're going well and I want to come out and say you were one of my favourites this season.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed you. I enjoyed you. And, you know, when you came in, you were an intruder. You came through that, the blonde bombshell in the wedding dress. And I thought, oh, the girls are all in trouble here. And then what I liked about it, you sort of lay low and you befriended Juliet and they've forgotten their names because they've already left. That's Ariba. That's right. You're in with those girls. And they were all, there was obviously the tension with Roxy. And I thought the night Roxy blew up at you was outrageous. In fact, we're going to take you down memory lane for people who haven't seen this, Caitlin. Let's listen to how awful Roxy was to Caitlin.
That's it. Your fake hair, your fake lashes, your fake whatever. Off. I'm going to erupt at her, wave her into my face, you little.
I don't care.
Caitlin, you handled her beautifully. Now, what shocks me is she was so rude, if anyone disagreed with her or anyone had another opinion. We have had every evictee on, Caitlin, and whenever I've said to them, did you like Roxy or who were you on, Team Roxy or Team Juliet, all the evictees have said Roxy and she's been misrepresented. We then spoke to her the other day and I'm like, nah, I still don't buy it. Well, what do you think, Caitlin? You had a fight with her.
Look, I'm going to be honest. The experience, just honestly, sometimes it changes you into a completely different person. I mean, we're fighting for a guy and there's other girls fighting. Look, honestly, I think Roxy and I are very similar in a way because we don't usually have to fight for men. So when we were like, what is this? Like, we have to compete with another woman. So I think, I think her emotions got the better of her that night. And, I've always had this my whole life. I've been called names like that my whole life. So to me, it really didn't do that much to me because it's been my whole life and I've always had haters. And you just have to, be positive. And, I was pretty triggered that night, but I tried to handle it the best I could. But you are in a pressure cooker sort of situation. I guess, all the name calling, all the words, it didn't really affect me because, that's something I get called all the time.
It's been standard.
Well, that's a real shame, but it's a good, healthy attitude, Caitlin. And I think you're the right person to ask this of because it really has been the storyline that dominated a lot of the series, the whole nobody liked Juliet. Well, you clearly did.
Yeah.
But we can't get to the bottom of, no matter who we ask. Juliet, even, we spoke to her the other day, and she claimed she did nothing. Roxy said, no, she was behind the scenes trying to make Lockie not like me. She said something to me the night she left that fired her up. Was Juliet innocent in all of it, or were there things we weren't seeing, a side of Juliet we didn't see?
Look, I'm going to be honest once again. When you're in a house full of girls and you're competing for the same man, of course, we're all going to play games. At the end of the day, like, I've kept stuff from people, you know, to try and win this man's heart, because if you're really in it, you're going to, you know, do things that you wouldn't really do. Now, with Juliet, I think she just gets sort of misunderstood and taken the wrong way. She's actually a very sweet girl, but she does, you know, she lets her passion sort of get the better of her.
Did she say anything to Roxy to make her leave, though, off camera?
Well, I've only heard rumours. I was actually in a bedroom at that point.
What's right. the rumour?
What was the rumours?
Well, it was that she did say something to Roxy, and there was a big disagreement and a huge fight. Now, I didn't hear it or see it. I had my own thing going on. So that's why I don't like to speak, you know, on behalf of people. But I do know something happened, but I do think, you know, I think definitely, yeah, Juliet did
mate,
say something.
Come on, you've said in the whole interview. I'm going to be honest. Be honest. What happened?
No, well, she doesn't know. Is this a rumour?
She does know.
No, it is a rumour because, I mean, look, I wasn't witnessing it, but I did hear that there was something about a secret boyfriend or, yeah.
Well, yeah, we've heard about this secret boyfriend.
Oh, the secret boyfriend. Okay.
I don't know who the secret boyfriend is. Roxy Touch is going to have heaps of guys, you know?
I tell you what, we've only got... How long's the Bachelor on, guys? You haven't got long to crack this mystery because you still haven't quite got there, have you? You're not quite there.
Okay, quickly,
I'm going to have one more crack, Caitlin. Bella, Irina. Surely you're on Irina's side.
Pardon?
With Bella and Irina's fallout, you'd be on Irina's side because clearly Bella's been an anger.
I'm 100% on Irina's side. Irina went in for the right reasons, and I really have a good judge of character for people who are in it for the right reasons. Yeah. And she was always in it for the right reasons, and she had a beautiful soul and heart. And I think with Irina, she honestly, like, purest soul. I've never seen her do anything to anyone.
Are they still together? Irina and Lockie still together?
I don't know. I don't know who won, though.
Nice try, Fev. Hey, good work. Well, that answers that question at least there from Caitlin, and we appreciate her time and wish her the best in her search for love and, of course, the Bachelor.
What if she's got a love bar and ask her? Has she found anyone?
Well, Fev just did. Have you found anyone?
I haven't. I'm so single, and I could be the most single person you could find.
Jeez. Okay.
A bit of Tinder?
I think she mentioned she's on the Gold Coast. So if there's any Melbourne guys looking to quarantine and head up there.
Footy season's about to finish. They're about to get out of the hut.
Well, look, you may see me on Bumble.
Oh, boy. There she goes. There's Caitlin. Find her on Bumble and find The Bachelor Wednesday night at 7:30 on 10.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, an interesting thing about lockdown that has been written up a number of times, and there are professionals who are in the world of medicine who are saying it is a phenomenon that people are having more vivid dreams than usual whilst we're in lockdown. And they're saying lots of things about any sort of drastic change in your life can cause this to happen, anxiety, all sorts of reasons that this might be happening to people. But people are admitting it and I guess, reflecting on their far more vivid dreams than when they were back, I guess, driving to work, picking up the kids, off to school, doing all those things. Now we're sort of trapped in this house.
When people were tired.
The subconscious is playing havoc on people.
Now, Boxy, I'm glad you brought this up. Now, I've been having dreams. I don't really dream too much, but I've been dreaming. Well, won't worry about my dream, but I've been in a bubble in America playing with all the NBA stars, but I'm like a bench warmer, so I'm not really playing. But my best mate, Ryan Houlihan's in the team, so I'm just sort of hanging off his coattails, so which is weird. But then, like, I get on the court at the end.
Because you are watching a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
That's
probably as simple as that. You're just watching a lot of basketball.
But they're so real. Like, I feel like when I wake up that I'm mates with them. Like, I feel like...
You're not.
It's so strange. Okay.
Thanks. I'm joking. People interpret
talk about shattering my dreams. Literally just shattered my dreams.
I know, you poor thing. I know how much you love that.
The thing that got me a little bit as Mia's just walked into her room. So Mia the other day had a dream about Tom Papley.
The Swanee Tom Papley.
The Swan Pipe Tom Papley. And she doesn't know him. But then the next day, he was all over the media saying he signed, and it kept coming up in her feed. And she dreamt about him. Is that weird?
Well, she could have psychic abilities.
Mia's looking at me going, what are you doing? She brushes her teeth.
There she is on camera. Hi, Mia. Dreaming
Stop
about
dreaming
Tom.
About Tom Papley. Look at that. She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think he might have messaged her too, which is weird.
Oh, well, I
wouldn't have shared that.
I hope he doesn't have a girlfriend. He does. Oh, God. No, he just commented on something that she did. Now, but the other one, oh, God, I'm digging myself into a bigger hole.
You just stop talking.
Now, the other one is, the other week, Alex said, oh, God, Alex, me and myself were sitting on the couch, and she's like, I had the weirdest dream last night. I dreamt about Shane Warne. And I'm like, ooh. I looked at her, and I'm like, well, and then Mia goes, oh, my God, I dreamt about Shane Warne as well. And they were both different dreams, but they both dreamt about Shane Warne. And I didn't want to know what they were bloody dreaming about, so I didn't ask. Ugh. But why would they dream about the same person? Is that weird?
Whoa, that I wonder if, look, I'm going to do a bit of dream analysis here. Could he both have been in, maybe he did a post on social media that they both saw. Were you talking about him at dinner at some stage? Because I'd imagine they're both exposed to the same things in your house. So something might have been exposed.
I hope it's not Shane.
these dreams are quite strange.
You know what? Let's open the phones, 131060, because if you're having vivid dreams, or what's the strangest dream, or maybe you've got a recurring dream that keeps happening. Maybe it's you can tell it's related to lockdown. We'd love to hear your dreams, and we'll even try to interpret them. We are quite good at this.
Okay, well, we're not qualified, but we'll do it. People try. 131060, call us right now. And I know it's our Friday, but don't just make up a crazy dream to win an air fryer.
Although you couldn't, we'd never know.
101.9 The Fox.
We are talking at the moment dreams in lockdown. It's been written up now as a phenomenon that people are having more vivid dreams, recurring dreams, different dreams, and it's related to all sorts of the anxiety, the lack of stimulus. Usually our day we're stimulated, we're going out a number of times and doing all sorts of things, and now we just, some of us stare at four walls. I mean, if you're in an apartment, you're not getting much variety. So Shayna in Cobourg. Hi, Shayna.
Hi.
Shayna, you've got an air fryer. I mean, essentially, Shayna, you could hang up now, or you could tell us your dream.
Oh, don't say that out loud, or everyone will do that.
Shayna, tell us, what have you been dreaming about?
So I've been having a recurring dream that whenever I'm around people, whenever they turn away from me, I start floating in the air kind of like a jellyfish. And then whenever they turn back around, I go back down to the ground. And I feel really guilty about it because I'm doing it behind everyone's back.
Okay.
Just wow.
Keep in mind, FIFA is not a qualified dream interpreter. This will just be merely an opinion.
I think I know what's happening here, Shayna. So because you're isolated and not able to see all your friends, you're feeling a sense of guilt, perhaps, that maybe you're not in touch with
She's
them as much as you should
be. Been having it for 10
be.
Years.
So when do you
that
hear
makes
me?
So much sense.
Yep.
Okay, it makes sense.
Oh, she's been having it for 10 years.
Yeah, but no, just in general, that'll be guilt. I bet, Shayna, you feel a lot of guilt if you're not, you know, looking out for your friends and constantly seeing them, in touch with them. So that's what's happening through your dream there. You're welcome.
Yes! This is the best. Yeah, the experts don't just say you're welcome at the end.
You're welcome.
Anyway, she's won an air fryer. She may not have got much else out of it, but she's won an air fryer.
Thank you, Shayna. Tracy,
mint on the way out.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, happy Air Fryer Day.
Yeah, happy Air Fryer Day. Oh, Trace, I was going to save this little bit till the end, but you've won an air fryer.
Thank you.
Oh, a pleasure. Now, we'd love to hear about your dream. What have you dreamt about lately?
So what my dream is me and my sister, we both dreamt about goldfish on the same night, and we got up in the morning and our round little fish bowl that had our goldfish in it, the goldfish had jumped out and was small on the floor.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a sad one, isn't it?
Tracy, that is. And your sister and you had the same dream.
Yes, me and my sister. So our dreams were different, but they were about goldfish.
Oh,
Tracy.
I wish you had a memory like a goldfish and you wouldn't remember that.
That's a good point. Apparently they just swim around and around the tank and they can't even remember when they were started the circle.
That's really sad, Tracy. It seems inappropriate to draw the meaning out of that, but it's pretty obvious that your goldfish was reaching out to you and that was it passing over.
Oh, jeez. Thank you, Tracy, and stay strong.
I tried to reach out too much and jumped.
Okay. All right. Let's be sensitive around the loss of the goldfish, please.
Thank you, Tracy. And Chloe in Warrandyte. Hi, Chloe.
Good morning, A-Team. How are you going?
Yeah, great. Oh, Chloe, just for the A-Team reference, you won an
Yeah, I said, where there's A team, were you still?
I'm going now. No, I'm kidding.
Chloe, we'd love to hear your dream.
Well, I've got one about you, Fifi.
Unpack this, Fifi.
So Fifi, you were delivering my brother and wife's baby.
What?
And which was weird in itself, I guess.
Yeah.
And then woke up the next day and my brother gave me a call and, they're having a baby.
So that is amazing. So hang on.
That's an amazing
they
story.
Rang you to
yeah,
say
wrong segment.
They'd had the baby or they rang you to say they're pregnant. So
they were pregnant. Yeah.
That's incredible.
OMG, Chloe.
And to top it off, I dreamt that you delivered a girl and then later down the track they told me they were having a girl.
Oh, wow.
Chloe, I realise? You and I are psychic sisters.
Oh,
we are.
God.
I'm
done.
Yes.
That's enough. Fifi, Bev
and Byron. See how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au. 101.9. This is